Hey guys, I want to welcome you to another edition of Halftime Chat. And I've got a special guest, and you wouldn't believe it that she has been on the show. This will be her fifth time, more than any other guest that I've had. So that is an amazing landmark, five times over the past 3 years. So I'm definitely honored. So I'm going to bring in Pamela Long. And did you realize this is your fifth time on the show?
I had no idea, but Nambulous, I love being up here with you. I think that you're such a great person, so it's just like I'm grateful.
I'm definitely honored to be able to have you on, and I especially I like the honesty and how you speak and stuff. So today, last week you had released your new book called Unmasked.
Yes.
But congratulations. I mean, I think, you know, it might seem straightforward, but actually I couldn't personally imagine what it's like to write a book, and especially one that is supposed to be as open and revealing as this one. Yes, but we'll get to all this. But how are you doing in general? Just before we get into anything, how are you doing in general?
I'm doing well, thank God. Like, listen, I'm alive and well, man. No complaints at all. You know, you can complain if you want, but it ain't gonna help nothing. So you might as well just leave it alone.
Yes. Well, I mean, the last time you were on, we were promoting your new single, Why. I've been a Nigerian and really loved the remix version, seeing you dancing again and the whole vibe by the sea, beach and everything. How did the single go, and what are your thoughts about the song?
You know what? Actually, it was the Gorn remix. Is the Gorn remix? Yes, I loved it. The feel of it, the Afrobeat was absolutely amazing. Loved it. Hi, Marcus. How are you? So I definitely loved it, and please know, like, it's just like I believe that, you know, it did what it was supposed to do at the time, but I believe that it will be revisited, you know, because the world hasn't heard it yet. So it's just like, you know, sometimes it takes things for it to bubble up, but for the most part, I'm happy that I'm learning that. Don't get me wrong, as an artist, you want your music to, you want everybody to hear your music. If you are artist, like, if I'm gonna keep it 100, at the same time too, I'm just grateful that I'm able to still put out music, and, you know, whatever God says the same, you know, whatever God sees fit for it to do. I think that sometimes, you know, for me, it's very humbling to be like, you know, to come from, you know, the beginnings of where I came from, and you just I'm so used to having music all over the radio. And it's just like, you know, you want the music that you're doing now to be heard on such a scale. But at the same time, too, I think that it all goes hand in hand, because it keeps you in a place of just humility, and that when, you know, if God says the same and then it takes off, then it's just like I'll be in a better place to where I can be humble instead of thinking that it's all quote unquote about me, you know?
Yeah. Is it a lot more work then as an independent artist to really get, I mean, I love the song and I love the beat and I love the whole vibe, but I do wonder what it takes to actually get those type of songs, you know, unless you have a TikTok viral moment, but you know, I mean, and that must be frustrating as an artist, that it's almost like luck now instead of talent.
You know what? A lot of times I can say that it is the hard work, but when you come from such a place, I think it can be a great place as well too, because it can teach you how to appreciate things. You know, don't get me wrong. You're used to it. You think that the same love that you used to get before on radio, this, that, and the third, you think that somebody that's gonna pick you up, but it's not like that. You gotta put the work in. So it's just like, if you put the work in, cool. And like you said, sometimes there's certain things that just go viral. But for the most part, it's just like, this is where it's at right now for me, and when it comes to music. But there's so many different elements to who I am that I really didn't know, but, you know, God is just starting to show me that there's other aspects to Pamela Long than just besides music. So, you know, music is my love. Put a mic in my hand and I'm gone. Like, that's where I want to be. But right now, it's just like, that's not what is at the forefront, you know? So it's a part of, music is a part of who I am, not all of who I am.
Okay. Yeah, well, are you still, Yeah. Are you still doing the fitness?
Yes, absolutely. Still doing the fitness, which is great. Definitely had a great workout today with a client. Just learning so much more. And then I actually had to go back because you got to go back to school for your research. So I'm just going back for my research again. And it's just like I'm learning so much more about different elements of the body, picking up to where I'm going to be able to help people in different areas, people with arthritis, as far as like certain things with stretch, flexibility. And then today I did an amazing workout with a client in the pool. So it's just like I'm learning. I'm doing a good bit of everything right now, but it's not everything just all over the place. It's everything with meaning. And so it's just like I'm grateful that God would trust me in such a way again. So I'm, you know, you're not love it.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I know the last time you said you sometimes are you working with kids as well?
Yes, Nambi. Yes, I'm working at the dance school with the kids. So it's just like now I'm just like I really am just like kind of like beside myself with some of these things because I'm an acrobatic, a certified acrobatic teacher. Then it's just like without qualifications, I'm just like, yo, all right, God. So with that, and it's just like he qualifies the unqualified, you know. So it's just like also just working with them with tap, ballet. And when I say Nambi, these kids, I'm learning so much from them, the innocence and the beauty of just like believing, you know. I'll say it that way because kids, I'm telling you can learn so much from the babies, and just their love is just so just pure. Just the purity of working with these kids. So it's just like, man, listen, I'm grateful that God has taken me this way. Sometimes it's just like you want to go a different route, but it's just like God is like, no, if you go that route, you'll wind up where you were or worse. But if you go the route that I'll take you, you never, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, for somebody who, you know, I remember when we first spoke and you spoke about the early days of being, I'm inspired by Michael Jackson and wanted, you know, the whole dancing, the whole movement, and the fact that you were in one of the biggest groups and girl groups in the 90s and really at the forefront. Do you miss the being a being on stage and doing that as opposed to, yeah, I'm sure you have benefit, you have joy teaching the young kids and one-to-one, but that element of being the show person that you are really great at. Do you miss those elements?
Absolutely. If I was to sit here and tell you anything else, I would be absolutely lying. You know, and it's just like to have, what I can say is this, is that I got confronted with a situation to be able to, you know, to do some things musically. But right now it's just like God is not pulling me in that direction. And so because of that, you know, the hardest thing sometimes is to say no, you know, but I would not trade the joy, the peace, just the contentment that I have with God and just knowing that I'm in a place where he's happy with me instead of having the turmoil and all the things that I was going through before because of my decision making. But to know that I'm following the plan that God has for me, even if it looks different to someone else. I'm grateful because Nambi, I promise you, I was just like all the money in the world cannot equate to the peace and the joy that I have right now because I know that I'm in right relationship with God. I'm hearing from God again, you know, and being around these kids, like I said, being around the kids and just learning how to be a real person. You know, I think a lot of times that, you know, I'll say for myself, you know, the makeup, you can put the makeup on, you can put everything on to make it seem like you have this great life and that everything is well. But I tell you what, boy, when the Maybelline is off, you know, you get the real thing. And so it's just like right now, I thank God that I'm living a real life as a real person, you know, from the heart, truly wanting to serve God with everything. You know, do I still fall down? Yes, but I don't stay down. Am I intentionally doing things to just do whatever? Absolutely not. You know, I'm not trying to intentionally do things the wrong way anymore. So it's just like to have all of that. Listen, I can, the no's that I had to say and I'm pretty sure that I may get confronted with again throughout, you know, my career. It's just like, yo, what's worth it? Peace, joy, and money, fame, fortune, that's fleeting.
Yeah, because I mean, you released your book last week and you were promoting it over the last couple of weeks, but at the same time, I saw Kima and Keisha hugging and saying, yeah, we're back. DJ Cassidy is having Pastor Mike, I think, in New Jersey, and Total up there. So as fans, it's like, okay, we're going to put one and two together and we'll get four, because it looks as if Pamela's come out with her new book. Kim and Keisha are rehearsing, so I'm sure it's going to be a big thing. Was that ever officially, are you part of that?
Yeah.
First and foremost.
You know what? No, I'm actually not a part of it. You know, Nambi, like I said, it's something that God has taken me in a different direction, and it's just like, I cannot afford to play with that. You know, I'm going to just say it like that for myself. Like, the girls, Kim and Keisha, them beautiful ladies, I want to see them rock every stage that they get on. You know, that's from the heart. Like, I want to see them do whatever it is that they need to do, and for themselves. At the same time, too, it's just like, I'm learning that what's for someone else is not for me. You know, because especially when God can be pulling people in different directions. He can say to this one, I need you to do this, I need for you to do this, and I need for you to do that. And all three of us have a choice to make. And it's just like, I know in my heart that God is just like, Pamela, no. And it's just like, what's so dope about God is that when you be obedient to him, it's just like God, he doesn't have to do it, but he'll begin to show you glimpses as to why you can't do certain things. And he doesn't even have to do that because he's God. It's just like, yo, he can be like, you remember how your parents used to say, go do X, Y, and Z, and you'd be like, why? Because I told you so. That's why. You know, because I'm the authority, do what it is that I say. And so I'm so grateful that even God and just his beautiful, infinite power and all knowledge will just give me some glimpses as to see Pamela, okay, let me show you the reason why I don't want you to do X, Y, and Z. You know, so it's just like, who's to say if it's forever? And if it's forever, then it's just like, I pray that I'm forever obedient. That's what I want to be, forever obedient. With that, so it's just like, has it been hard? Is it hard to walk?
Yeah.
Anybody that knows me, that a mic in my hand, ever since I was a little girl, that's all I did was sing in the hall. I'm going to school singing in the hallway. Like, I'm like, yo, look, I don't want to go to nobody's college. That ain't what I want to do. I want to sing. That's it. I don't even want to be in school. I want to sing in the classroom. I want to sing in the hallway. I want to sing in the bathroom. So it's just like, this is something that has always been, you know, my go-to. And it's a no-brainer for me. So for me to say no, what is behind that? Why would I just say no just to say no? It makes no sense. You know, so what makes sense to me is that being obedient to God, to say, okay, God, you know what? I trust you to take care of me. Because Nambi, at the end of the day, I still got bills. You know, I still got bills. I'm putting out music and putting out videos and putting the book together and, you know, the editors and the this and the that. It's still money that's involved. And it's just like, I can't even say that I take that. I don't take credit for any of that. God is the one who's providing for me. So I say all that to say is that, you know how the young people say, you know, get the bag. Yo, who wouldn't want the bag right now? Who wouldn't want to be on the tours that they like, yo, can we get you to come do X, Y, and Z? And I'm saying to God, like, God, you know I'm not going to go out here and wild out with the money. Like, I'm in a good place right now. But when he says N-O, no, what do you do? You got a choice. You can either say, okay, God, cool. I'm a rock with you. Or either, God, you know what? I'm going to go my own way and see what happens. I know what the own way happened. When I went my own way the last time, listen, I'm not trying, as my godson would say, I'm not trying to be smoked by God anymore. Absolutely not.
Yeah. But then, as a human being, how hard is it to tell Kima and Keisha, like, guys, you know, I love you and stuff, but yeah, no, you know, it's just, you know, you know some of my history, and I'm not in the space right now to be able to go over that. Is that a hard conversation? And are they understand you well enough to see and accept you?
You know what? I would say any conversation with anybody that is, that bucks up against the grain. If it bucks up against the grain with anybody, that conversation is rough. Mm-hmm. It's a rough conversation. Like, even if you had some, if a spouse of two people are married, to have that with your spouse, you're kind of looking like, God, you want me to say what? Like, God, like, oh, oh, God, that's a little deep. Like, God, you really want me to say this? And it's just like, even if we look at it from a biblical standpoint, when Jeremiah, the prophets, when they had to go and tell Israel, this is the way, such and such and such. I was reading something today in Second Chronicles about one of the, it was in Jeremiah chapter 22, about one of the kings. And the word that Jeremiah had to give to this king was just like, yo, like, God is like, even though he had seven sons, it was just like, God was like, he's childless. Like, so meaning like none of your kids, like none of them going, all your descendants going to die. You and your kids, like none of them are going to sit on the throne. And it's just like, yo, like Jeremiah to give that hard word. It's just like, yo, God, you want me to say what? So it's just like, I say all that to say is that it's just like, yo, sometimes, you know, God puts you in a place to where it's just like, sometimes God is just like, yo, choose. And it's not a bad thing, because he knows every, the thing about it is though, I think a lot of times, you know, we can look at things and as people, as humans, you know, myself included, it's just like, you can look at things and be like, yo, like why? And because God is like, for one, because I told you to. And then two, because he's the greatest parent ever. And it's just like, God is like, I know what's down the line. You don't, I do, because I'm God. And so that's the stuff that I'm grateful for. So the hard things is something that has always been a rough spot for me, Mandy, because of the fact of, I didn't like confrontation. I'm not like, I don't want to have conflict. And that's not something that's realistic all the time. It's not. And conflict is not, it's not like I'm coming in. If you're not coming in with malice, deception, or any of those things, but sometimes you're going to have to say stuff that's not agreeable. So it's just like, yo, look, I'm pretty sure, like, at the end of the day, it's just like, dog, okay. But for me, it's just like, yo, I'm rocking. I'm going. I'm rooting for y'all. You know, don't get me wrong. Did I have my moments of when I found out? Like, it was just like, even though I was just like, all right, cool. I'm cool. Did that thing hit me? Like, boom. I was like, oh. And it was just like, I had to check myself. Like, okay, am I really happy? Am I really happy for them going forward? You know what I mean? Without Pamela? Because for one, Pamela didn't make total. Neither did Puppy. Nor did this one or that one. Nobody made total. Three girls, three women that was put together, came together by the grace of God and became total. But without one another, it shouldn't be that you can't go on. That makes no sense, because that's too much too much dependence on one person. So it's just like, for me, it's just like, they don't need me to rock out. They don't, because they had the gift. They had what God gave them before I even came in. So it's just like, do we add to one another's life? Absolutely. But to take that fullness and be like, oh, because one is not there, then the other two can't rock? Absolutely not. I think that's wrong. And I had to come to the realization of those things in my own life, is that, yo, look, I don't make anybody. God created me, and people don't make me either. And that's something that I'm still working out within my own self, to be like, yo, if somebody with me or they not, as long as I got God and as long as I got Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But because I think this will lead us to your book, and I guess it will lead us to why that you've made these decisions. And I guess fans would just want to know. I mean, imagine if the Jacksons could reunite and Michael's like, yeah, I could come and stuff. But if they got a third member, a new person, how would you feel from the outside, thinking, oh man, they could have just gone about themselves? Or would you be fine with the two of them on like that?
You know what, Nambi, that one thing that I'm looking at, and honestly, like, I'm pretty sure just from a human standpoint, it'd probably be like, I can't even say that it would hurt or it wouldn't hurt. you know, in all honesty, you know, because I'm looking at myself and I could sit here and be like, oh, well, I wouldn't be bothered. I wouldn't be bothered, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just like, if I look at it, the Temptations did it. You know what I mean? Look at all the groups that did it and still went on. So it's just like, I look at that to say is that whatever it is that has to happen for life to continue to go on for people, then I'm saying, yo, look, and it's the way that you feel that in your heart that God is leading you, because you can do stuff that ain't God. So I ain't even gonna promote that. But if God is leading you in such a way, yo, listen, by all means, do what you have to do. Like, I think that, yo, total, Kima and Keisha can get out there and rock. We've had so many different people on. I don't know what kind of surprises they're about to come out with. I don't know what they're about to do, but I believe that they're going to rock the stage because they can do it. You know what I mean? Because they can. It may not be, you know, it may not be with Pamela on the stage with them, but it's Kima and Keisha, who was a part of the group total. You know, and I think that to diminish that in any kind of way, I ain't really. Yeah.
So for the fans, you give them your blessings, them, Kima and Keisha, and you're going to be rooting for them, even though you're not going to be part
of it. And my thing is this, is that for them to be careful, because there's so much stuff out here in the industry nowadays. Do what it is that you need to do and, you know, and leave, because there's so much stuff that's out here that, and it's different right now. NAMBI is so different. The industry is so different now. To where it's just like, you know, it's everybody, it's a lot.
I mean, people might think, okay, when you guys were younger, we understood because you guys were young and how vulnerable you are. But people think, well, you guys are much older now. I know Keisha and Kima have families and stuff, so they should be safer.
Right.
But and then yourself, you're like, okay, I've gone through all this experience, so I should be a lot more safer. But there's still a worry that actually it's still, as much as you think you know, you probably won't know.
Right,
anything.
Absolutely. Because one thing about it is, though, the devil stay on his job. Man, listen, like, yo, that dude is, he don't care if you one day old, hour old, or whatever. Listen, if he can get you, he gonna try to get you. So that's my thing, is that they safe, they well, they do what they need to do, and just, you know, and it's just like, yo, you can be in the, you can still be, how can I say it? You can be in the midst of something and not be a part of it. So it's just like, I'm grateful that, you know, they are in the midst of it. They still have the opportunity, you know, to go forward and do what it is that they can do. And I just thank God that, you know, that they're not a part of it. Don't be a part of it. Listen, I'm not trying to be a part of it. I'm not trying to be a part of the industry, you know. And before, that's, it's different now, because that was all that I wanted, you know. So it's just like, just seeing things differently. And all of us get older, you know, and it's just like, I'm grateful and thankful that I can see differently now, because before, I wanted to be a part of everything. Me personally, everything. And it's just like, when you like that, yo, listen, if you are part of everything, what will you do to stay a part or be in it? You know, so it's just like, man, you can lose a lot.
What about, because you still love performing, and if you're not going to go on tour with Total, have you then considered doing shows as Pamela Long and then incorporating some of your singles, but also some of your Total tracks that you enjoy doing?
You know what? Definitely. I could say that I was asked about something like that, you know, as far as incorporating the old songs. And, you know, NAMBI, like I said, it's like, I definitely can say that God put a pause on the Total stuff, you know. So, and it's just like, and it's something that, you know, I look at as, you know, it's just like, I don't have all the answers for it. You know, all I can do is just say that I'm being obedient. You know, and it's just like, so for me to start over fresh and new, it's just like, you know, God is just like, yo, Pamela, you know, God is like, Pamela Long, you know, and I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, this is Pamela Long. So yes, am I looking to do music? And am I looking to continuously do music later on and all of that stuff? Absolutely. Whatever it is that he allows me to do, I'm definitely looking to do it. As far as the Total thing right now, like I said, I don't know if it's forever. I just know that God put a no on it, and it's just like, okay. It's just like, okay. And it's like, you know, and it, especially, like, don't get me wrong, as an artist, yo, listen, that it, Ooh, when you get paused, when you get a pause on your artistry, like it's just like when you the performing part for me, that the performing is the highlight for me. Like it's just like, oh
yeah,
studio was fine, all of that stuff, but being on that stage for me, and to have that pause put there, Namdi. But I get it though, you know, I get it because God knows, you know, He knows the right timing. He knows the, regardless of what, it's just like, God is just like, yo, look, He's able to do the impossible. Namdi, I feel great. I thank God that I feel good. And I say this in a place of just humility. You know, I thank Him that I'm about to be 48 years old, Lord willing, on Sunday, right? I don't feel 48. I don't look 48. And it's just like, God is a preserver of life. And He's like, yo, look, I can preserve you and put you back on any stage that I want to put you on, you know, and to me, and you see that it's biblical. It's a dude in the Bible, in the book of Numbers by the name of Caleb. He was 85 years old when he started going into the promised land in the book of Joshua, I believe it is. And he's just, it was just like, he was 85 years old. He was like, yo, I'm going. He said, I feel like I did when I was in my 40s, like 40 years ago. We've been in the wilderness for 40 years. But he's like, yo, look, I still got that fervor. He still was able to move. He's just like, yo, so I look at it as God knows the timing of everything, because sometimes if you let something out a little bit too quickly, it's just like it can be a revert, you know what I mean? Or it's some things that get messed up. So it's just like, man, listen, don't get me wrong. I miss the stage. I absolutely. and Namdi, what I'm so grateful for is that there are times when I'm working out, right, and I'm at the gym, and I thank God for it. I'll go into one of the rooms, right, and I'll go in one of the rooms, and Namdi, I will dance when I say I'm dancing. I got my headphones on, and I'm dancing, and I'm going. And I was just like, you know, and I said to God, I was like, God, I'll dance for you, you know, like God, I'll only dance for you. And that thing kind of gave me a little emotional, a little bit, Namdi, because it's just like, that's who I want, because I know that He's everything. And it's just like, I thank God, because Namdi, if He let me out a little bit too fast, then it's just like, I don't want to go back to what I was, you know what I mean? So He knows.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I thank God right now is just really just changing my heart to know that He's everything, not what I do. Not any of that stuff, but He is. And I believe that once He finished with all of this, sky's the limit. And I'm running. Namdi, I'm going. Yeah. I'm going.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, in August of 2020, you released Total Exposure, Pieces of Me.
Right.
And you know, when you were promoting it, we were like, wow, okay, well, you kind of were digging into early childhood and, you know, things among your family and stuff. But you came back and said, actually, you know what, I kind of embellished a lot of things and misled things, which is very strange and not very common for somebody to say. What happened that you, when you wrote that book, that you decided to do things like that, and what was going on?
Right, you know what, Namdi, in all honesty, to say the reason as to why I lie, because I love the word that you use, like embellished. It was so nice. But the reason why I lie, you know what I mean? Like, all right, come on, let's get to the lie. And so it's just like, so with that, to be honest, you know what, Namdi, that's just who Pamela, you know, Pam was, you know, that's who Pam was. It was just like, man, listen, I've always been this liar, and anything not dealt with, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm learning that anything not dealt with, all it does is that it just hides and it just grows and gets bigger. And so I say all that to say is that I don't have the answers as to why I lied. Did I lie? Yes. Did I lie about everything? No, but what I do know is that one lie, that's all it takes to diminish, like, everything, you know? So it's just like any truth with a lie in it, it's just like it levies everything. So it's just like, I thank God, what I do thank God for is that He still covered me in the midst of it. And what I mean by that is this, is that because it's just like, He didn't tell me to put in the book everything that it is that I lied about. So to admit it, you know, to admit it, yes, I did lie. Was I wrong? Absolutely. And I can tell you that I paid a high price for it. You know, I lost a lot, almost even my mind, literally. And I talk about it in the book, A Mask, that's, you know, The Ugly Truth. I talk about how God is just like, yo, you can't play with God. You know, you cannot play with God. And because I played with God and I played with his people, you know, I was at the time a minister in a church. When I say that playing with God will get you nowhere except for either in a grave or halfway in one, listen. And So I can't explain the reason as to why, but what I can say is that Pamela was a liar. Yes, I was. You know, but I really can say that I thank God is that when you truly come to a place where you're either going to submit or either it's just like, yo, like, what do you do? Like, after that, like, it's just like, to me, it's submission or death, you know, unto God, you know, because, and I thank God that, yo, like, Nambi, this upon submitting to God and continuously pressing into his heart, he changed my heart because he finally saw that Pamela was being truthful, because every time I played, I was still playing. Now, mind you, like all the stuff going on in my life, right? And all of this stuff happening, I was still playing with God. And it was just like, yo, how did I know that? Because I know that I thank God, because don't get me wrong, we all are human, right? But I definitely know that the church that I go to, that they are true believers in Christ Jesus and that Christ is there. And so every time I was still lying and playing and thinking ain't nobody know, every time God would call me out again, you still lying, you still hiding stuff. And it was just like the snowball effect would happen all over again. But when I finally got, Nambi, I don't even remember, I can't even pinpoint when I got real. But what I did was that I would not stop crying out to God, because literally I was in my house, literally falling apart and dying. And what I mean by that is that there was at one point, when a woman of God from my church was a prophetess of God, this is when we was on Zoom. This is when COVID was, you know, very high. And church was over, and she had said something, and she said something. She's like, Pamela, are you eating? And Nambi, at the time, I was so thin because I was in my house praying and fasting, trying to get God to talk to me. Because literally, Nambi, when I say literally, almost my mind was like a snap away from being like broken. I literally was calling mental institutions. I called a couple of people, like, you know, just to try to talk to them. And then it was one that I thought I was going to have to admit myself to. And I started crying. And I'm crying because I didn't want to go. I really didn't want to do it. But I called anyway, you know, and I say all that to say is that I literally was in my house dying, like literally. I didn't, it was just like, God, I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. And God made it known to me, you know, and I say that like he made it known to me, like I didn't know if I was going to die or not. So I started putting my will. I got my will in place, and I didn't say anything to, you know, my family or whatever. But my brother, I thank God for my brother, Nambi, because my brother answered the phone for me. And I talk about it in the book. My brother answered the phone for me every time I called him, just about every time I called. And he and I had a conversation probably like a little while ago, I'll say it that way. And he said to me, he said, the reason why I answered my phone, he said, I told my wife, is that I'm picking my phone up for my sisters because I don't want to go to her house and find her dead in the house. And so... Yeah, Nambi, that's what I say to people, is that playing with God, man, listen, it's a high cost that you will pay, for real. Yeah.
I mean, one would ask that you, when you wrote Total Exposure, what was the motivation to write that, to talk about your life? Because if you didn't write it, you probably wouldn't have to, you know, I think I'll equate it to... you know, I think when in Acts, when they asked them to, the husband and wife sold their stuff and gave half and said, yeah, this is everything. It's like, but you didn't need to sell it, and it was your stuff. So the question then becomes, Well, why did you even have to write the first book, Total Exposure, and embellish it? If you could have written about how life was in the music industry, but you chose to go through some details around families and things like that, which were really dark. I mean, whose idea was it in the first place to actually write? Was it something that you wanted to do, or did you think God told you to do? Or
right now, mind you, I knew that God told me to write a book. I knew that I was supposed to write a book. The line in the book was never supposed to be a part of the book. And so I say all that to say is that I was having a conversation with a woman of God that I know, and she said something to me that was so dope, right? I thank God for her. She said to me, I was telling her, I was like, you know, about the line. And she said to me, she says, it was a storyteller. And it was just like, dumb. And it's the truth. So it's just like, you know, instead of saying the dog jumped over the couch and then he ran down a hill and then he went left and then he went right. And then as he was running, he was such, you know, to make it sound good, you know, with the add-ons. And so it's just like that thing hit me. And she said this to me probably about a couple of weeks ago. She's like, so you are a storyteller. And that right there prompted me to go to, I was like, all right, God, I thank God for that. And I went to God and I prayed. I said, God, I don't want to be a storyteller no more. I want to be a truth teller. It's a difference. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know if that answers your question, but it answers it for me.
Yeah. Then what is different with Unmask?
You know
what exactly is different with Unmask?
Unmask is definitely something I had no idea that, you know, when the title of the book came about, it was just something that actually my apostle had said to me. She was just like, you know, you're going to do another book. She had said this to me, I mean, while before even when Total Exposure, after it had came out and all of that stuff, right? And she said the word, she was just like, yeah, she's like, Unmasked, you know what I mean? And I was just like, okay. And I kept the name in my mind, and I wrote, you know, I like to do like a little outline here and there sometimes or whatever, and try to get it down. But I tell you what, I never thought Unmasked was going to be about me, you know? I never thought that it was going to be me, you know? And so it's just like all the exposure, all the things that God did, he unmasked the girl that looked like she was the golden girl, the girl that loved Jesus and, you know, I love God. I love God. And God was just like, all right, cool. This is what I'm about to do. I'm about to unmask all of that. So this book is just like, yo, listen, it's just unmasking my life and just telling people, hey, listen, don't do what I did. Please don't. You know, it's in it. A young lady that I spoke to that actually edited the book, shout out to Tiffany Stewart. And, you know, she put the pieces of this book together amongst a couple other people as well, which I'm grateful for. She said to me, like, the book is like a long apology letter. She's like, you're apologizing to everybody. You know what I mean? And that it's just like, yo, to live something and to make people think that you're 100% in that thing. And it's just like, you know, you're not even 50% of that. Man. So it's just like this book is just like, I thank God for the ugly truth because it is ugly. And she mentioned something about the cover of the book, right? She said, she's like, such a beautiful picture. She's like, and looks can be so deceiving. She's like, because it's so beautiful. She's like, it's so beautiful. And it's just like, she's like, but you don't know, people don't know the truth behind it. It can be so ugly, you know? So it was just like, wow. And when she said that to me, I was like, you know, so yeah, Nandi, I'm telling you, like, God is just doing a great and awesome thing in my life. And it's just like, yo, getting all of the lying out of me. And I'm grateful for it. I don't want it no more. Like, before it was something that I wanted to hide. And, you know, I got to put on and I got to be this per God, I'm not going to let me put on no more. It's like, no, you lied. All right, say it. Oh, God. Yeah. You know, and so, but I thank God for it because he puts me on Front Street, he puts me on blast, and I can't even front and be like, oh, it's just, like, oh, yay, 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 you know? But what I can say, Nambi, is that I'm grateful to God for what he's doing in my life and in my heart. And it's just like, I see him changing me. I can see the change in me. And it's just like, and I'm just like, wow, God, like, thank you for making me into this real person. And that's my thing now, just to be a real person.
I feel good. So for those who are going to be curious to, and I put the Amazon link in the chat and it's in the description. But what are you covering in Unmask? Are you going back to where you were born, your childhood, how you got into the music industry, and then almost retelling it in a different way, or the challenges you had? So what are you covering in Unmask, so people can be aware as they buy an order?
You know what? What I'm covering, as far as just, it's just like, I would say my life, just the ugliness of the things that from what, when you saw the total exposure and going forward, and Unmasking is just Pamela Long. And I don't want to give too much about the book away, but I can tell you is that what I will say is that I believe that a lot of people can identify with it, because it's people who wear masks, you know, people who wear masks. And I can say, Nambi, if not for nothing else, God has allowed me to see that there are people that are in, I don't know if it's to say different rankings or different levels that, you know, people look up to, and this, that, and the third, that God has allowed me to see that the hurt and the things that I masked up is there in their life as well too. And this book will really just, it's a cry to let people know, hey, listen, like, do it now while you got the time. Like, get out of this thing while you got the time, because if not, let me just tell you everything that happened to me. So this book is telling everything that happened to me, the losses, you know, the mindset that I was in, you know, Nambi, for my mind to be broken, for God to tell me through the mouth of his prophet that I was on spiritual life support and that my mind was moments from snapping. Nambi, no, the pressure that I felt in my mind, like I couldn't get it together for years, and God left me in that state. So this is a cry to let people know, like, hey, listen, to put on a mask and to make the outside so beautified, but the ugly is all it within, God sees that. You know, people see one thing, but God sees all things, and we can't get past them. So it's just like, yo, listen, like, tell the truth now. Like, you don't have to get so deep in this thing. And if you deep in it already, then it's just like, yo, look, I know that it's scary. I know that it can be like, yo, like, oh my goodness, like, you freaking out. Because I promise you, there were moments when I was freaking out. And I just say, tell the truth. That's what this book is unmasking. You know, let me just tell you, like, some of the content, right? Some of the names of the chapters.
Yeah, some of the chapters.
Some of the chapters' names is It Ain't Over, Finding Peace, Phony Baloney, Lying Lips, Consequence of Sin, Living a Better Life, Make It Easy, Let Down Your Guard, Addressing the Real Me, Daddy's Little Girl, What Do You Do When It's Only You, Would, WOOD, You Be Mine, and Who's Looking At Me. So it's just like this book is like a book of, it becomes a book at the end towards, like, you know, accountability. Like, it's just like, I have a responsibility as a person, as a human being, you know, at the end of the day, to do what's right, regardless as to what, you know. So I have a responsibility. If I think that I'm high on the scale or low on the scale, whichever, wherever I am as a person, I have a responsibility to tell the truth. I have a responsibility, you know, for my actions and all that I do, you know. So
so you know that we live in well, we're a culture of sensationalism. So if you saw Cat Williams on Club Shay Shay and Monique, and you see that we're a culture that loves the the gossips and the stories. Mm-hmm. And if somebody comes in and says, okay, let me tell you what it was like being a recording artist and all the parties and all the things that were happening behind the scenes, that's where everyone seems to gravitate to, those type of stories and stuff. Because not only does it sell, but in some cases it could be, yeah, I was in this, but it was killing me and I was dying, but I just thought I had to fit in. How much of that are you bringing into Unmask, some of those type of things that actually people weren't aware of about some of your past and how you might be living a double life trying to fit in?
You know what? I can say that the part about the double life, you know, because you can't live a double life. It's just like you're gonna either live the right way or either you're gonna live the wrong way. But living a double life, the only person that you're fooling is yourself, and it's gonna catch up to you. Anything that you do in the dark is gonna come to the light. But to say that I have a book that is filled with, what you just spoke about, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's not at all where God would have me to go, you know. So it's just like, you know, like you said, I look at this, Nandy, if God told me, and it's just like, you know, I thought about this thing because I'm like, all right, like I said, you put a lot out to the things that it is that you do, that he tells you to do, right? But if God told me to get a box of books and give every last book out to people, what am I going to do? I'm going to be obedient, because he obviously knows that this book needed to come into the earth. If it was for one person, then the one person that it was for, then Nandy, I thank God. Because I know that when I get to heaven, you know, when I get into the presence of the Lord, when I get into his presence, when I leave here and I'm in his presence, all I'm looking for is to hear him say, well done. So it's just like, you know, right now, don't get me wrong, as when you do stuff as a, any person, like it's just like, I put this out, I did this. You want people to go out and get what it is that you've done. You know, don't get me wrong. You definitely, I know that I do. I'm going to say that. But at the end of the day, Nandy, if it was for one person, and it's just like, yo, look, then is that one person? I remember one time when a gentleman friend that I know, God rest his soul, he said, he was talking about something and he was like, is a soul worth more than money? And it's just like, yeah, somebody's soul is worth more than it. So if God tells you to do something, then it's just like, yo, we're the ones that slow it up by being disobedient and not doing it. So it's just like, yo, look, if you tell me to get a box of books and hand them all out, Nandy, I'm going to hand them out. And then there are some things, you know, that, like I said, it's just like, I believe that there are people that, not even I believe, I know that there are people that need these words, because I know how jacked up, how broken I was, how out of my mind I was. And it's just like, yo, that's the part that's scary. Because if they don't turn, Jesus, if they don't turn, Nambi, what happens? Because what God has given to me does not mean that he'll give it to somebody else. And that's the part that messes me up, is that we can't think that, okay, I'll get it together at some other time. We don't know if we have it. So that's the part that kind of get me a little bit. So that just got to get it together for a minute. That's the part that gets me, because we don't know. We don't know that, because, okay, God did it for Pamela. Okay. But did God is God. He showed me grace and mercy because he showed it to me and I'm grateful. But he's still the same God to take people out of here that be like, yo, God, blah, okay. All right. Look, all right. You just ain't going to do what it is that I told you to do. And it's, we have reference of that from the Bible, from the Word of God. I don't care how many people think that it's not real, that's not true, but it is.
Yeah. I know that, I think it was, I've just looked and I remember back in October of 2022, you were in your car, mm-hmm. and you released a video apologizing. And I wonder if that was when you really realized what you did in Total Exposure, and because it was well received, people like, well, you know, people are forgiven if somebody says, yeah, I've messed up. You always have people who would always aren't forgiven regardless. but it felt like a lot more people were like, well, okay, you're owning up and stuff. How has that journey been to have to say, you know, I messed up, I've lied, and I want to come through? How hard has that been in that process and that journey?
Man, do you know what? That process was scary. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, who wants, you know, in my head, you know, at those times, those moments, man, it was so like, it was terrifying. It was like my whole, like I said earlier, I'm kind of like freaking out, like I'm in a friend, you know, like, but it's just like, I know that I have to do it because it's just like, I know what God is impressing on my heart, you know, so, or impressing, like I can just feel just impressing, like it's just like, all right, or either you say like, yo, like, apologize for what it is that you've done, right? So with all of that being said, I had a moment last week, and it was just like I was talking to somebody and I lied. I was talking, it was three women that I know. I was talking to them and the kids were there. I was talking to them and I lied, right? So mind you, I come home and I'm in the house, and mind you, I hear like a number in my head. I told them one thing and I hear a number in my head, right? But I didn't say nothing. I'm all right. It's the Holy Spirit. I ain't saying nothing, right? I get home, da da da. I'm talking to the Lord. He brings it back. He brings it up. And so I say, okay, God, I repented. I say, God, what do you want me to do? And he said, apologize. And I was like, oh, shit. So I would have my moments where I'm freaking out, right? But Namdi, one thing that God showed me is that he shows me this, is that for one, shut your mouth and don't lie, right? Then two, what he showed me is this, is that I'm God. And that when you come to me, who are you going to be more afraid of? Because I see everything all the time. Like, I see stuff. People don't see stuff. They don't know, whatever the case may be. But I see stuff all the time. Get it right with me. And that, no, I'm not telling people to go out here and just be doing stuff and then just go to God and be like, God, I'm sorry, da, da, da. Absolutely not. Because God know your heart in that. But I tell you one thing, Namdi, is that I'm learning how to be like, I wasn't like, not to freak out and to be like, you know what? Okay, God, I was wrong. And I went to them and I apologized for what I did. And my thing is that, God, I don't want to be this person. No, I'm not a liar anymore. But have I lied? Yes. You know what I mean? Am I still looking to be like, yo, I'm not living in this place no more. And I'm like, yo, I'm not going back to that. So I don't want any more open doors when it comes to certain things. So Pamela just has to learn how to just tell the truth all the time, you know? So, and I'm just being real. I'm just being 100. So.
Yeah. But I guess it's, you know, it's one thing now, you've written Unmasked, available on Amazon. What are your expectations for after the book is out, and do you think it means another book? Do you think it go back to music? Or what do you think will happen after this is out?
You know what, Namdi, it's something that you said that. You know what? I definitely can say that it's more to come. I definitely do know that. I'll say that it's more to come. I don't know which way that God is going to go. I don't know if he's going to tell me to, all right, now is the time, Pamela. All right, this is the music part. Like, all right, so now you can do the music now. You can do both or whatever. If it was up to me, I'm telling you, I'm on that stage, God. Let me just, can I get the microphone, God? Can I get the mic back in my hand? And so with that, but definitely looking to be going on a book tour, Lord willing, if it be the will of the Lord, to go on a book tour and to get this book into the hands of those that that God is saying that need it. You know, I definitely can say that it's a good bit of women that I definitely wanted to get this book to. You know, I talked about some things with Kimberly, and I don't want to put everything out there, so I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, a little careful with how I say it. But for the most part, have some great things in the making, and it's just like, Namdi, I'm excited, I'm grateful. I'm thankful, and I believe that there is, well, not even believe, I know that there's more to come, you know, when it comes to this. So it's just like music, books, working out. I know that there's some things coming down the pipeline with that as well, too. So it's just like, I'm excited about the journey, you know, I'm excited about the journey. But if you hear anything that God tell you, that, yeah, the Lord laid it in my heart that you need to come here and do a show. Oh, yes, God. I'm on my way.
So I wonder if you got a ticket to go watch Kima and Keisha at New Jersey, would you be there? And they said, can we get Pamela on the stage? And you might be like, you need me to have people to hold
right,
you back.
I would have to go to the bathroom. I'm going to cut out and go to the bathroom because I got to go. God, please help me with this. And you know what? What's something is that I definitely can say that I wouldn't even put myself in that situation, because you already know, you sitting out there, you itching to get on the stage. It's just like, yo, everything in you is just like, get on the stage. And you hear somebody call your name, you might step out of the wrong place. So it's just like, do not put yourself in a place of temptation. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. But I definitely know that they probably, I'm believing that they really are going to rock the stage. I know that they are. They are. You know, they are.
Yeah.
And I would tell everybody to go to the shows, because I believe that it's more than one, Namdi, if I'm not mistaken. I think that they're, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Vegas. Is it Vegas?
Yeah. So right now they've just announced the Cassidy one. So they haven't really said anything outside of the Pastor Mike in New Jersey. So if they've got other things, they haven't officially announced anything. But are you able to listen to yourself singing Can't You See in all the songs? Can you listen to
I don't listen to it now. Honestly, I don't. But if I hear it, like I was at a place eating, right? So we in a place and Namdi, we sitting there, and the next thing you know, all you hear is doo, 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 doo. And I was like, really? I was like, really? This is what we doing? But it was just like, it was just beautiful. It was like a moment. Like, we just looked at each other like really? Really? And so it was cool. It was definitely cool. So it's just like, but do I listen? Namdi, I don't even really listen to the radio at all. For the most part, on my phone, when I'm working out, I've got a lot of stuff that I listen here on my phone too. I listen to a lot of gospel music. I listen to, of course, don't get me wrong, I listen to Michael when I'm working out. I go Michael. I listen to Pump Up the Jam and Finally, and it's just like, you know. I listen to the joints. I listen to Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah, Jerusalem. Yeah.
And I listen to a couple of other Afro beat artists. This one dude, he's so fire. Let me give him a shout out, because he actually is a Christian artist. He is so dope. Tell me if you know this dude. Is it Limo Blaze? Limo Blaze and Banky? Limo Blaze?
No. I'm sure.
Limo Blaze? Oh, Namdi. Dude is fire. Straight fire. His music is fire. I'm like, woo. So, yes. So, that'd be my go-to right now.
Okay. So, because of your physical stuff, more up-tempo, more sort of stuff like that. But I guess it's... Yeah, because, you know, I think we'll always know that you had, and I think that's the one thing that you had was a very unique and distinct voice. At the time, did it seem different? Did you feel, because you were different from, say, Coco, and I love the fact that all three of you were given the opportunity to sing, but you were very distinct. You almost sounded much younger than everyone else and stuff in how you sang. Looking back, did you feel that you sounded different and unique?
Yeah, you know what? I actually didn't care for my voice. I thought it was different, because I was, you know, you thinking about, like, you know, think about Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and all of them. So it's just like, I didn't really like it. And then until I really just was like, wow, it is. Like, I thank God for just like giving me that. And it was not like I was a young girl when I got that. It's just like, you know, being older, I was just like, wow, like, God, thank you for what you've given to me. Yes, it is different, and I'm grateful for it. You know, yeah, I'm not this person, I'm not that person, but I'm Pamela Long. Thank you, God. Yeah, it took me some use. It took me to get used to that. I promise you, I was like, yo, like, I ain't this person, I ain't that person. Yeah, for real. Yes, the comparison.
Yeah, I mean, being so a solo artist, are you able to incorporate your, because you were an entertainer more so than a singer, because you're always known as the one who could dance and stuff, but are you able to incorporate that as much, or does it seem different when it's different when you had the other two singing and then you are singing and dancing? But now if you were to go out, you know, on your book tour and sing, would you need two backup dancers to sort of help bring out it, to help you just go to another level with your dancing and stuff? Because Michael used to have his whole troupe of dancers as well, as much as he can do his own solo, but it amplifies his dancing when he had others dancing behind. But for yourself, do you think if you're going on tour and you were performing that you may have some dancers to support you, or would you just say, you know, I can do this all by myself? Right.
You know what? I would say both, because you know what, Mandy, I've never been like the choreographed girl. Like, it's just like from my heart, like what's there, it just comes out of here. Like, don't get me wrong, we have some choreographed done in this kind of third, but for the most part, like, it comes from here. And now, mind you, I thank God, you know, and I say this in a place of just, you know, lowliness, to where it's just like, I thank God that I am able to get on the stage. Because like I said, that microphone is just something happens soon as I step on the stage. It's like everything just goes for me. It just lights up. And so I thank God that I believe that both ways, you know, either way, like if I have somebody there, and if not, then, you know, all it takes is that, don't get me wrong, it's just like, and I'm not even saying this trying to be funny, but it's just the truth. All it takes is just the Holy Spirit. And he's like the wind beneath your wings. And it's just like, yo, when you go, it's just like, shoot, it's just like you're gone. And I tell you that, it's just like, when I'm in, I'm in. And I'm just like, all right, God, like, yeah, I'm there.
Are you able to, because I was hoping that you were going to, when you had the Gone remix, I thought you were going to probably do a little acoustic set or so, singing. Did you ever get to, you had to, with a band, you know, singing behind you, so did you ever get to do something
Listen, I had an opportunity to do something, not with the whole band, but you know what? Not with the whole band yet, no.
No, just singing with the guitarist.
I did something with a dude with the guitar, and I don't know why his name escapes me. I'm so sorry. He's fire. He plays for pretty much a lot of people. Patti LaBelle, and he's a young guy. And when I say that, when he began to play on this guitar, and I was singing to it, like, it's it was so amazing.
Did you record it? Was
it? You know what? We did it at this. I had an event. It was at a studio here in Jersey, and you know what? They have the footage. I'm gonna see if I can get some footage and get it sent over to you, Namdi. When I say that, it was just like, oh, so beautiful, and it's just like he performed. I had the track, and then it was just like he was just playing, and I was just singing. It was he's dope. He's so dope, so dope, so dope.
Yeah. But it's the fact that you were singing to the music, which was probably made it as it is, and so I was hoping we were gonna see more of that, because as I said, there's a lot of us that do miss your voice and stuff. So you think we, because I've, when you did your promo for the and you were wearing almost like the is it the cowgirl sort of pants?
Yes.
And I thought you were in a studio with others and stuff doing music,
right? When I had the black pants with the stripes down the side, I was in the studio. That was the place where I performed that, and I changed the clothes. And he was playing the guitar. Like, I promise you, like, it was just so beautiful. He was just playing. So you know what? You just gave me such an idea. Like, you don't even know. I thank God. Like, this is just like, uh-oh. Okay. This is one of the moments where it's just like, okay, light bulb. Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Namdi. Thank you for letting me go. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Because as I said, the no one would just no one would, you know, and if we think of you, we think of someone dancing, right, and just having fun and really, but also that distinct voice yourself and right. Slim, you know, Slim had a voice where it's like, that's, you could tell it was 112 when he sang because it was different, and the same with yourself is that you, it was such a very different voice that wasn't like a Coco or the Invoke stuff and stuff. Yes. Do you miss wearing the black leather clothes?
The black leather was fine. You already said the black leather was it. The black leather. Ooh, that's all you knew. Like you knew total. We would have some color here and there, but that black leather was it. That was.
Well, goodness, you know, when you look back and see you guys, I mean, it sets you guys apart, right. But. I you know, if you had young musicians and singers and writers who are trying to get into the music industry today, knowing what you've experienced, what advice would you give somebody who's like, man, I need to get on and become famous and sing and stuff? What would you, reflecting on your own experience?
Yeah, you know what I would tell them? Not to chase fame. Don't look to get famous. That right there, because when you look to get famous, you'll do anything. It's a possibility. You can do anything. You will do anything for it. You know, just come in and do what it is that you love to do. And, you know, I would definitely, of course, tell somebody first, man, listen, before you do anything in your life, I don't care if it's music or sweeping the floor, which is dope, because listen, I don't care what type of work you do. It still amounts to something that is beautiful. And so with that said, I would just say, man, get to know Jesus. Like, yo, look, he's everything. And it's just like, allow him to take you into places that he would lead you in. And it's just like, yo, don't just get into everything and don't work with everybody, you know, because everybody ain't for you. Even though they can be the dopest artist ever and everybody know their name, they might not be for you because it might make you compromise everything about who you are. And you're an individual, you know. That's how, like in my day, you know, we had Snoop, we had LL, Biggie, Craig Mack, Mace, everybody was fire. Nobody was like each other. Individuality. Don't never sell yourself short and be like somebody else or try to be like this one or that one. Be you.
Yeah. And the last time you mentioned about not to sell publishing.
Don't give away your publishing ever. No. Don't sign a contract that says perpetual on it. No. Do not do it. No. Absolutely not. Yes, the word, and don't sign a 360 deal. Absolutely not, because that means they're in everything. Absolutely not. Don't do it. No. Get you a lawyer that you know that you can trust, and don't get a lawyer that is in cahoots with their record label. Absolutely not. Don't do it. Don't.
But it sounds easy. But then when if they're giving you a golden opportunity and they're saying here's the terms. And if you walk away, you almost feel as if you're not going to be able to get back in. You almost like take the L thinking, well, you know, once I blow up, we can renegotiate.
No, look at Master P. Master P, when Master P first came out, I love his story. He said that when he said he went in and he sat down and they offered him, I think, $1 million or something. And he said that him and his brother flew there on the plane. And he said he turned it down. He said his brother was so mad because they left with nothing. And he's like, we was on the plane, like we ain't have nothing. And then next thing you know, what happened to Master P? And look at where he is now. Master P is doing stuff. Percy Miller is doing stuff that you can't even think of right now, doing all of the games and all of that stuff. And he never sold himself short. So one moment doesn't wreck your life. It doesn't. You got to be patient. Yep. I heard a brother of mine, he's a friend of mine, but he's like a big brother. He said his mother used to say to him, be patient, because when you're patient, you can see everything. I was like, wow, that's dope. Yes, I'm just going to take you over here for a second because I got to get my thing because it's going to my laptop. I'll take you with me on a little walk.
Okay, yes. Yeah. But it does sound but think about it though, because from your own experience, did you guys didn't go in thinking, okay, we've got a lawyer. Oh, did you come in thinking we've got a lawyer, let's read the contracts, and we're gonna...
No, listen, we were young. It's just like, you young, and all you could think about is just like, yo, look, when I was young, all I said is I wanted to make my mama rich. That was it. I wanted to make my mama rich. That was it. So it's just like, you got that mindset. You ready to sign anything. Yo, look, I'm about to be on. And so it's just like, absolutely not. Don't do it. Don't do it. Take a moment. It's just like, yo, look, like Master P, Percy Miller, he was like, he said to his brother, if they gonna give us this million, he's like, how much do you think we really are worth? And he said his brother was so mad at him. Now look at them. Look at how they went. Skyrocketed. And then it's just like, now his career is still going on. It's just like, you don't even see him in the music industry no more. He's in a whole nother bracket.
Yeah. But I guess... hopefully my hope is that you do, as I said, I love the video for Gone. Oh, I think it's just so much light, so much excitement. I just love the way you were dancing and having fun. I love the direction you went with that. And I hope you come up with more of that type of, that type of upbeat and are showcasing your dancing side. But I would love to see you do an acoustic version as well, so that we can remember your voice and your
yes, voice. Yes, nice, Andy. I promise you, you put something. I'm definitely like, all right, okay, okay.
Yeah. If they can find the footage, that would definitely be great, just to be able to put it out there and stuff. So you got a lot. Yeah, you got a lot of people. Avon from Uganda sends love.
Thank y'all so much. Yes, and I saw that Fran, happy early birthday to you as well too on Monday. I see that. Yes, and thank you for chiming in. Thank you, OG. Thank you, Avon. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love. I thank y'all so much. Yes.
Yes. As I said, you definitely as I said. When I saw you promoting your book and I saw Kima posting the total, I was thinking, oh, she's coming back. The timing. So she's going to be on stage and say, don't forget to get my new book. And
It's something about the timing, how everything came, like everything was is working, because I was already working. So it's just like, you would think like, all right, like you said, it makes sense. Oh, okay, such. But it was already in the timing. It was just like God had already gave me March 12th. Like, of course, it's just like, all right, put the book out March 12th. I was like, all right, God, like, this is what it is, and I'm going to do. So we got everything together, and it was just like, boom. And it was so, it wasn't set up that way, but it's just like, God just got a way of making everything work together for good. Like, yeah.
But guys, I've put the link, and in the description, there's the link to Amazon, where you can order en masse and be able to just to follow Pamela's journey and her story, because it's being in the public eye, not to be known for your music, but to have TMZ and the Breakfast Club talking about you in a different way outside of the music is probably may not be the easiest to deal with. I have no idea what that's like. I mean, when you had the situation just before, during lockdown and stuff, and you're on, the shade room and all that stuff, how does that feel like when everyone's talking about your business and highlighting your faults? How's that like to get the national press talking about you like
Nambi,
that?
Like, for real, in the book, I talk about how, there was still this, in me, I still wanted to have this fame. That's why I told you, fame for people. I still wanted to be famous. And it's just like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. So this is what we're going to do. Your name is going to be everywhere. And I actually turned off all of my notifications on my phone. Everything was off. Like the day that I posted that video, I turned all of my notifications off because I knew that it was going to go bananas. I knew that it was gonna skyrocket because of the fact that I had lied. And so it was definitely just it was so scary, Nambi. And it was just like, in the midst of all of that, God showed me where my heart was at. Because it was just like, I remember It was like God was like, you don't even care. It was like the word of the Lord was that you don't even care about God. Where is your love for God at? It's about your reputation. That's all you care about. And that is the truth. Because I was just like, I cared about how people viewed me and what their thoughts of me were. And it was just like, God was like, you don't even care about me. Like, where's your love for me? Like, you don't care. And it was just like, yo, so Namdi, that right there was one of the most humiliating. One of the most, like, yo, I was so depressed. Like, I mean, depressed. I was so low. Oh, God. Like, Namdi, I was so low. I was like, yo, I even talk about in the book, me just like losing my mind, like on the floor. I mean, Namdi, I was in my house. I was sleeping on the floor in the living room, trying to pray and trying to get God to answer me. I mean, I literally was tormented day and night because God took his hand off of me. All peace that I never knew that God, I really, like, you know, I said it before, you know, the peace of God. But yo, God literally took his hand off of my life. And when I say that there was hell in my life, like all hell broke out. It was like God gave the devil full reign. It was just like, you wanted to play with him? So now this is what you got. Namdi, I used to leave my house and come back to my house. I used to be so sad. There was nobody else here but me. And I knew that, like going back in here, I knew it was going to be like, oh, man. But the torment, it was ongoing for years. And that's why I say to people, like, yo, listen, like if you know somebody that's going through this, or if you're going through it and you're hiding and you're coping, please stop today. Today. End it today. And I know that it's rough and it's going to be rough. Namdi, the only reason why I came to the table and told the truth is because of the simple fact that it was almost as if God was giving me one opportunity, another opportunity to tell the truth. Because had I not, I would not be speaking to you on here. I believe that I would have died. I believe that God would have took my life, because it was just like my apostle had sent me this movie called Rosewood, right? And she said to me, she said, I don't think you're telling the truth. And she sent me the video, for lack of better words. She probably says a little bit more than that, but she was just like, I don't believe you're telling the truth. Point blank in the period. She up front, like, you're not telling the truth. So she sent me the movie. And when I watched this movie and how everything hit all these people's lives for one lie, hit everybody's life. And it was deaths, all types of things that happened, right? And so after I watched the movie, I was like, all right, I knew I had to. I was so afraid to come clean with this, the first video that I did. And I was looking for, like, I was so, you don't even know how many times I re-recorded it over and over again. I'm in here shaking and going, like, I was literally just so out of it, because I was just like, yo, I was literally just done. And when I did that, and I told my brother that day, I was like, I'm going to tell the truth. I was like, I'm going to let people know that I lied. He asked me, he said, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, I have to. And Namdi, I believe that's the only reason why I'm sitting here, is because God gave me the opportunity to do it. And does it make it right, or does it take away what I've done? Absolutely not. But he gave me the opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to give you one opportunity. But it didn't take away the fact of him taking the peace off of my life, because he took his peace. When I say my mind was almost shot and all that, all the torment, all the torment from the devil. Yo, that, for real, that right there alone, like, it's so scary to think that you're losing your mind, like losing my mind, and there's nothing I could do about it. Nothing. That's why I say to anybody, like, yo, you cloaking, you know that you have not been 100 and that you hiding stuff for years. Like, yo, it's time to be like, yo, okay, all right, God, like, I know that this ain't gonna be pretty, but I'm more afraid of the fact of losing my life, and not only losing my life here, but eternity, especially if you are a Christian. especially that part, especially if you say, I love Jesus and I'm rocking hard for Jesus and you know that you're cloaking.
And I think that's the part, because, you know, when you're confessing your faith, but then people are saying, well, she's confessed that she's lied against these people and mm-hmm. stuff. Are you reading the messages? Are you hearing what the Breakfast Club and TMZ and all these places and the Shade Room are all saying about you? And are you listening? Are someone telling you about
it? All of that stuff was going on, did I? You know what? Namdi, it had gotten so bad to where it's just like, that's why I say the effects of what I did. It had rolled over to my nieces and my nieces trying to defend me on social media, because all they know is Auntie Pam. Okay, that's my aunt. So you're not going to be talking to my aunt like this. So just imagine your family trying to come to bat for you, but you have to say to your family, I was wrong. Like, it's just like, yo, and so you got this whole mess going on because you did it. And then the very people that you called your friends and your sisters and, you know, I love you, and the church that, you know, believed that you was this minister and you giving the word of God and you loving Jesus. But at the same time, too, this is what you do. Not only did you do this, you lied about the book. Not only did you lie on people, but to find out that you wasn't even 100 with us. Like, I'm supposed to be your friend and I'm supposed to be your sister, and here you are. Like, yo, dogging me out? Like, really? This is what you do?
Goodness. So part of what we're reading on Mask is some of you really going through that journey and explaining what it was like. And
That part. Yeah. For somebody to say, hey, listen, at the end of it all, it's just like, man, like, yo, like, God sees it all. And it's just like, you can't, what you do in the dark. My mom used to say, what you do in the dark always come to the light. And the Bible says that as well, too. What is hidden will be revealed, you know? So it's just like, you cannot play with God. And that's the thing that I'm saying. Like, Nambi, don't get me wrong. Do I fall down? Yes. Am I intentionally out here just trying to just willy-nilly anymore? Absolutely not. I'm not. God, no, for me, God, I bow out. God. Nope.
Yeah.
God, please. I wave the flag. Whatever it is, God, I submit, because I'm not playing with God. Because I lost the fear of God, man. I lost the fear of God. I didn't have fear of God anymore. I didn't have fear. I lost the fear of God. And because of that, I thought that I can play and still be this quote unquote, I'm a good person. No, you're not. God said, without me, without Jesus, you don't have nothing. That your righteousness is as filthy rags. Like, it means nothing to me. So,
Well, just as we wrap up, you were on BET Encore, and recently we just lost Iris. Well, I mean, what can you remember about her?
Nambi's a beautiful soul. When I say Iris was just a beautiful soul, a real person, she was just real. And there were times when God showed me just her realness, you know, and it's just like, yo, take you back to make you be real. You know, and so I just thank God she's a real person. She really was just a beautiful, beautiful soul. A beautiful soul. A beautiful soul. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful inside of her.
I mean, it's really, I mean, they're coming to the UK next week. We talk a lot about reality TV and you seem to have navigated yourself as best as possible on BET The Encore.
Yes.
Would you ever go back to do one again?
Andy, you know what? I would say there's a possibility, right? And I say a possibility because if God says the same. If I would do it, I would do it. I would want to do it more based upon around more of my life, you know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, you do stuff with your life, this is what it is that's going on, and you have your own camp and your own people. Because Nambi, I promise you, having a camera in your face 24 hours a day, all day, every day, and it's just like when you go to the restroom, they be like, we're not going, you know, you're not going to have anything in the restroom or nothing like that. They didn't have any cameras, but it's just like, yo, you had to turn your microphone off. When you go, you know, you have to go pick your butt, turn your mic off. And then when you go to sleep, they tell you, you know, we're not going to have any cameras in your room. And then when you sleep, all you hear is, you can hear the camera moving. It's just like, really, like, come on. Like, so it's just like having a camera in your face, like, all day. Like, if you go to cry, if you go, if you get upset, like, the first you see people come running in, Nambi. So it was, it literally was a lot. And I can see, like, and I promise you, I can see, it doesn't make it right. Because I'm not going to endorse the way that people act sometimes, you know, because sometimes people just act out. But I can honestly say I can see how. Because that camera, yeah. And you just, like, you can really just have a moment to where you just feel like you're about to lose it. Like, yo, I'm about to go all the way off. Like, I'm about to go off. Wow. And if you don't have that restraint, you will go off. And I can see why.
Wow. Does it ever get to the point where you forget the camera's there and you just act
normal? You know what? Yes. You know what? There's a normalcy. You just being who you are. Like, I definitely could say it's just like you being who you are. At the same time, too, you saying to yourself, like, it's just like, you careful. You think about it. Some people just don't care. You know, some people just like, I'm going to say, do whatever it is that I want to do. And it is what it is. I don't care how I look. It's whatever. But it's just like, at the end of the day, it's just like, you gotta be, it's just like, you like, absolutely not. But that's in everyday life though. You know, just thinking about, like, even sometimes as a person, their time, don't get me wrong, you get upset and you feel yourself like, yo, like, ooh, okay, God, let me go. I'm gonna walk away. I gotta walk away. Namely, there were times that I was outside a lot, walking. I had to go and walk. And sometimes I remember one time I walked so far, they thought I was leaving because it was just like I knew that the cameras. I found out that the cameras couldn't be out there, so I was like, "Yo, like I just got to get away from here." Like, "Yo, I'm walking, crying. I'm just having my moments." Like, "Yo, look, I remember there were times when I was crying. You hear me? Walking, just like, "Yo, like God, please help me," because it's rough. It can be rough, and you there for 30 days. With people that you don't know, and then people throwing you all types of attitudes and stuff, you say to yourself, like, oh. And then that's why I said you can see why people sometimes do it. And then sometimes, like, you know, some of them, you know, they'll tell people, they'll get people to nudge you, like, try to make them upset, or try to make this one mad. Yeah. Like, they'll do stuff like that, even when you don't know it. Like, sometimes I don't know it, then somebody come wild out, you looking like, where is this coming from? So you looking like, oh, for real? This how you doing it? Yeah, right. So you try to get yourself together, like, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Well, definitely, Pam. It is. Did you change from Pam to Pamela? Was that part of a rebranding idea?
Name change. Yeah, name change. Nambi, you know how God do it. You know how he'll change your name. He'll change your name. Pamela. Pamela.
Sarah come to Sarah on. And Abraham to Abraham.
Come on, Nambi.
As on. Into yes, Israel.
That's it. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, travel along. Yeah. So, hopefully you find the footage of you singing. It would have been great if you had released the backstage, behind the scenes of okay. Gone.
You know what? I'm gonna look and see, because it was just like he was playing over the music that we did. We did the slow version of Gone, and he was playing over the music. He was playing over it, and then at the end he started playing the guitar, and it was just like I started singing some. So, but you gave me a whole idea of like. Like doing something, yeah. Okay. So I definitely I'm gonna look through some footage, and even if it's just like some stuff that I can send you, like little clips, I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna get somebody up and see if I can get some footage.
Yeah. Well, Pamela, I have put the, as I said, everyone, it is on if you just search Pamela Long on Mask and Amazon, as I mentioned, the link is here. I put the link is in the description. So if you click on it, it'll take you to Amazon where you can order the book. I think your website, Pamela, forever.
PamelaLongForever.com. Yeah.
Yes. And the link isn't on your website.
I didn't put it up there because I'm actually going to be selling books. Like, I'll sign them and get that stuff done. But we haven't ordered those books as of yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you get them, and if you haven't checked out Gone, I don't know. Is it Goonie Remix?
Goonie Remix.
Yeah. I love the track. I love the video. And please check that out. But so Pamela's been on, this is her fifth time on Halftime Chat, so you could tell that the very first time she came on, she said, okay, well, you've got about 15 minutes, so let's just go. I managed to squeeze an hour. So who knew that, you know, 3 years later she'd be back for the fifth time. So.
Yes, Mandy. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm always appreciative. But as I said, we're going to make sure people get the book, and I appreciate your honesty and everything. And I always admire that you don't pretend that you're not going through. We fall down, but you keep getting up, and so that's the beautiful part of things and stuff. So
yes, Mandy, come on, I'm here to stay. Like, yo, listen, God got work to do with this girl over here. So I'm grateful and I'm so thankful that he would give me such an opportunity again. That's the part for me. I'm like, all right, God, let's go. And he keeps saying to me, you know, open your mouth. So I'm learning how to open my mouth and, you know, just speak the truth. And it's just like I said, it's not always comfortable. It's not always comfortable. But it's freeing, you know, it's freeing. Yeah. And so I thank God for freeing me. I do.
Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on and, you know, for, well, and we know we'll keep looking out for the new music, for the new videos, for the new books, and if God willing, reuniting with one of the baddest R&B trio. if God permits,
if He permits that thing for real, because Kima and Keisha look absolutely amazing. They look so good. They look so good. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Come on, He's God of the books. He is.
Yeah, and I think that's important for people to see that you're actually us loving and supporting them, because people would think to forget them and stuff, but that's the biggest part to hear that you are supporting them and stuff.
Absolutely, man. Listen, Nambi, at the end of the day, that's what we're supposed to do. It's just like, look, we can't do everything, you know, so why hate on somebody because they're doing them? Like, yo, look, at the end of the day, I thank God. Like, I thank him that I'm still out here being able to be you. You know, and to do what it is that I love to do, and that they're doing what it is that they love to do as well. Right now, it's just like we're on two different paths, you know, two different paths. But it doesn't mean that I should be looking at them some sort of kind of way. That would be absolutely wrong to me. It's wrong.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you said, you know, two different paths, which doesn't mean that they can't cross over in God's in God's time. So that's going to be what we'll look out for. Well, thank you, Pamela. I'll let you go, but and as I said, I'll keep sharing the link so where people can order the book. And hope you have a good evening.
You do the same, and I'll definitely be back because I'm going for number 10, number 12. Yep, and we're gonna just keep going and going.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate the fact that anytime I reach out, you're always willing to come on, and Kimberly's able to set things up. Yes. So yeah,
thank
definitely.
You, Nambi. Thank you for having me. All right, thanks, have a good one. Good night, everybody. Thank you for the birthday, love. And happy birthday again, friend. All right.
Take care. Pamela, for Blessness, five times she's been on the show. Five times. So that is remarkable. I think Woody Rock has probably been on three or four. Jackie McGee has been on three or so. But yeah, I appreciate Pamela. Her book, Pamela Long Unmasked, is out now on Amazon. If you search it, but the link is there. And until next time, catch us on the New Jack Swing podcast Sunday at 9 p.m. UK, 4 p.m. Eastern time, when we go for our top 10 Blackstreet tracks. But till then, we'll see you. And thanks again for all your love and support.